is Zach Bosker.
And welcome to this week's CSPN Report.
So Alex, you ready to talk about some local sports around here?
Let's start off with cross country.
Well, Seth Buell came in 18th out of 132 people Saturday at the state meet.
Now imagine if you were as good as him, like how good would you feel about yourself?
That'd be pretty impressive. I mean, 18th out of 132 people, that's ridiculous.
I know, and like, do you ever see how he runs sometimes? Like, if you take a quick glance, he just looks like a gazelle passing by with that, like, gracefulness right there.
It's majestic. It's very majestic.
Now, how about volleyball, basketball, bowling, and wrestling? I mean, I hear they're finally starting practices.
I don't know, man. They all are looking to have really good seasons this year. We're looking to stream most of their games, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and when's the first stream again?
I think we're streaming the first basketball game November 30th.
Yeah, no, hopefully people will be watching. Otherwise, you know what? We got this stuff to bring the games to you.
Yeah, it'd be a shame nobody watched. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but speaking of basketball, what about this NBA season, man?
Lawsuits,
no games. What's going on? It's getting crazy out there.
I don't even know. It's just getting too insane. Come on. Every year now? Every year.
Yeah, it seems like there's always this new sport that's going on strike or something.
Now, NFL, those Packers, whoa, my God. 9-0, they're just like the juggernaut this year in football.
It's crazy, man. They're giving the 72 Dolphins a run for their money for being the only team that finished the season undefeated.
Yeah, but now, don't forget those 49ers. They're coming up right behind with that 8-1 right there.
Man, they're looking good. They're looking good this year. And more football news, Penn State has been just devastated this week with the sex abuse allegations and all that, and then along with the loss of Joe Paterno. He's been there since 1965. It's just heartbreaking to see him get fired.
Yeah, they have to be feeling pretty sad. And I hear they even lost their game after they
lost
them.
Yeah, that's a rough one. It's always a rough one. So how about Maple Hill, man? They defeated Section 10 champion Madrid Waddington 4-1 in the New York State Public High School Athletic Association tournament Saturday at Schuylerville High School.
Now, they're just doing a great season this year. I mean, this is the first time they won the state tournament since 2006.
It's crazy, man. They finished the season 20-1 with the 16-0 Patroon Conference record, and they play the winner between Section 6 champion Holland and Section 5 champion Geneseo Saturday on the turf of Fowler Field at Middletown High School at 8:30 in the morning.
Now, I wonder how great they had to be feeling when they go undefeated in a Patroon Conference.
That's impressive. That's really good. I mean, 16-0 in your own league, that's quite an accomplishment.
Phew. Now, how about the Greenville girls varsity volleyball team? They had a great season this year. They just swept the competition.
I heard they're undefeated in the Patroons. They were going through sectionals until they met Loudoun Christian School out of the Central Hudson Valley League. They just couldn't get past them.
That's disappointing right there.
Yeah, that's the way sports go. Yeah. Local Green County schools have all finished their soccer seasons this year, with Coxsackie Axons finishing 11-3 in a solid second place, and Greenville 8-6 just behind them in third.
Now, you know what? That's not a bad way to end the season.
Not
second
at
third
all.
Places.
I take that. I mean, sad to see our Cats couldn't finish up higher, but
I mean, I'd rather get first place,
yes.
But no argument there.
True, this is true. Well, looks like all of soccer had a good season in the Patroons this year. So, well, this has been Zach Fosberg
and Alex Bundy.
And we'll see you next week with our CSPN.